Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Mrs. Smart Money herself, Kel Gallivan, is on the line. How are you doing, Kel?
I am good. How are you today, Jonathan?
I need to do this. This came up as a topic of conversation in the office, and I realised that there are companies fleecing me sideways, and I've forgotten about subscriptions to this, that, and the other. How have we gotten so bad at this?
But I wouldn't say so bad, right? But there was some recent stats released that we spend about 290 million Irish people do per year on subscriptions, and I think they didn't really exist kind of 10 years ago. But now a lot of things that we wouldn't have gotten on prescription before or maybe didn't even exist, they're now, and they now can get them on a subscription. And also I think a lot of our online world is moving that way. So these things, it's a kind of a dovetail of two pieces. And it's not our fault that we've ended up with a lot of these things. There's a few things going on that can just make it a little bit harder. Like a lot of these subscriptions, they can start off with like a free trial. So if we knew, put in your card details, you get this upfront free trial. So there's kind of this psychological commitment bias. You've already invested your time and your data, and it kind of makes it a bit psychologically harder to cancel before the auto-renew date hits.
Well, you just forget about it. And you probably, like, how they get you is there'll be a particular show. Like, for example, I give you the example I have is Slow Horses. Don't know if you've watched Slow Horses on Apple TV. Absolutely brilliant. Gary Oldman, one of the best characters in television in years. And I've watched it. The season has ended. Have I cancelled Apple TV? Of course I haven't cancelled Apple TV, and I need to go back and do it now. But they catch you because you're subscribing to something. But because everyone is tapping their card these days, the bank account has become completely and utterly unwieldy, and we don't follow up as much as we should do.
Yeah, and look, it is tougher because life has never been so fast and it's never going to be this slow again. So it is hard to kind of take the time out to actively cancel things because a lot of our subscriptions are on non-active renewal and you have to actively go in and cancel it. So our overwhelm and I'm going to put my hand up here sometimes, my laziness can stop me actually doing it. But there's a couple of things people can do to try and get some of these under control because not all subscriptions are draining us. Some we do get great value from, but it's good to check to make sure that you are getting that value. So I would say, and it's definitely worth doing this, particularly now the cost of living has really gone up. So I would say, look, first thing is get your bank statement and ideally 3 months bank statement. And the reason I say 3 months is some of the subscriptions, they're quarterly as opposed to monthly, and you may not catch them by just looking at one bank statement. But I want you to take the time, and this is a non-negotiable, to sit down and write down every single subscription that you have and the annual cost beside it, not just the monthly cost, because that can seem like, oh, it's only 10 euro, it's only whatever. But if you have a subscription that's like $9.99 a month, well, that's $119.88 per year of your post-tax money. And that kind of shocks the brain into a bit of action. That's number one. Then the next thing is just ruthlessly go, like, do I use this? Do I enjoy it? Does it make my life better? Or have I not used it in a while? And if you're not getting the value from it, I would strongly consider cancelling it.
Like, oh, Marie Kondo, that subscription. Thank you for your service. Now off you go.
Absolutely. And here's the beauty of things, Jonathan. Most of these companies will take you back in time. Usually they're not going to go, oh, well, you unsubscribed once, so I'm not taking you back. They'll take you back, but don't worry about that and you won't miss out. And there's also no harm in like rotating some of your subscriptions. So like you mentioned streaming there a minute ago. So you could have one streaming service for a couple of months and then switch over to another one and another one. And that immediately cuts out your streaming bill and you're most likely not going to miss anything super significant. You just might have to wait a month or two before you watch it.
Kel, it is solid advice as always. Mrs. Smart Money, Kel Gallivan, thanks very much for joining us on the Pat Kenny Show. Still to come on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.